Do you mind?
The unemployment line, number 23 for June 7th, 2005.
Ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
Podcasting to you from the northwest suburbs of Chicago, this is The Unemployment Line.
They want me to have a career. Hello, a career.
I just assume keep working. People will change my pocket.
On today's show, we've got our reporter review from last week. We've also got a little thing about a drunk Pakistani man. We review a wedding that I went to this weekend.
Alleged.
We talk
alleged
Pakistani.
Alleged man. Definite wuss.
Yeah, big wussy.
A little bit about the radio. We got Frank's Meatball of the Day, Frank's Tanning
I'm
Salon of the Day.
I'm changing it to the Meatball of the Week.
Meatball of the Week.
Yeah.
We're only meeting once a week, probably.
Yeah, is that
the,
Sean
the
sitting
Mo.
Next to me today? I'm confused.
I don't know. Finish your
I didn't
show.
Know Sean was coming.
You can find us on the web at unemploymentshow.com. Or email us at unemploymentline@gmail.com.
They're voting our weekly web poll.
Oh, yeah. Vote what's our weekly
we
web
didn't
poll?
Have one.
We didn't have one. Well,
oops.
I got one for you today, so... We'll get to that a little later on. We have to brainstorm and actually come up with the choices.
See, we're feeling lost today because Doug didn't give us our little white piece of paper that says what we're talking about, which I then proceed
to
not pay attention to.
Yeah, well, we missed a day last week, so I'd like to start off by apologizing to all of our loyal listeners.
Sorry, everyone.
I blame the Tropicana.
I definitely blame Frank.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all his fault.
I was on a golf course, man.
Well, we always, yeah, it's,
yeah, we
it's,
blame you too
blame me.
For everything else. So.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just, I didn't sleep.
So, who is that handsome devil on the red microphone?
Oh, I'm Regis.
Oh, yeah. And I'm on the green mic. That's me, Frankie V.
And on the blue mic, it's Greg Gary, who had a nice
Gilly.
Creative quip to start the show
this.
With, and I forgot.
I thought we solved this last week. You're Gilly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Gilly.
Oh, man. I don't
want to be Gilly. Well, Gilly got to sleep with, you know, J-Lo, so can't be all bad.
Yeah, but she was a lesbian in that movie.
But he slept with her, didn't he?
Not in the movie. I mean...
In real life, he did.
It's unconfirmed.
Alleged.
Allegedly.
It's the Allegedly show today. Oh, man, I feel like ass. I apologize that I'm not in my usual rah-rah
you look
form.
Good.
Yeah,
you
well,
look,
I showered last
you know,
night.
It's better to look good than to feel good.
Do you feel good? You look
you
marvelous.
Look marvelous.
You look marvelous.
Oh, great.
Reg, may I call you Reg?
No, you may not.
No.
No, 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 no.
So last week, we had a reporter in the studio.
You may have alluded, heard us alluding to comments of, see, we're not alone today, things like that in our show.
Yeah, we tried to make the show even more interesting than we usually are, which is not an easy task.
I think we brought our A game.
Yeah, we did. We did. But
I'm feeling cocky today. You know what? The pool's open. I'm tan.
So you feel like a cock.
Life is good.
Saying. You always feel like a cock. waiting for the
like
comeback.
Look
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Like, but anyway, she was really cool.
I ever tell you look like a little penis with a hat on?
Wow!
Bet you heard that a lot as a child, though.
Anyway, wow. She had some really good questions after you left, Frank. She had, you know, was asking me all about the website and this and that. So
great.
Hopefully that'll be coming out in the near future. She was going to send over a photographer. I didn't call her back for today, but hopefully a photographer will be coming one of these days to take pictures of us in action, which is, you know, pretty much just us sitting around
in a basement with
scratching our heads, thinking of stuff to talk about. But as soon as the show was over, we wrapped things up, and the first question out of her mouth was,
"So
who is Melvis?"
And Who is Melvis in Jeeves?
Melvis is
an enigma wrapped in a conundrum surrounded
he's much like
by a
stray
a
dog.
Riddle.
Yes.
I'm not sure what any of that means, but no. Well, you all know who Melvis is and what he's
And if you
about.
Don't, you've gotten a flavor of you know what the Melvis is.
You need to go
is.
Back and listen to your back podcast if you don't know who Melvis is.
Go to the sink, rinse your hand in water, and then flick yourself in the face. And
to
you'll understand what it's like talking to Melvis.
Right, having the Melvis conversation. That's what I was
saying. Gary.
We got a little bit of that at our baseball game. Which game was that?
That was Thursday last week.
That was a great game.
It was raining.
No, it was misting. It was really annoying.
I said this is the Melvis the ride. You know,
you
just got somebody talking nonsensical babble in your ear,
like the umpire,
to the sound of this kind of voice. And you're getting this little misty spray pizzle, if you will.
For shizzle, my drizzle.
Yeah, but so I don't know where we're.
I don't know either. This is going to be a seat of the pants.
Well, we've garnered media attention. So
that's amazing.
What have you done lately to
garner media attention?
Attract the media. As far as Jimmy Greenfield, I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I have a media scoop.
We're going to get to it later. Let's save it for later.
We're not going to get to it right now, but I'm just going to tell you, I have earth-shattering entertainment news.
I told Barb, and she was pretty excited last night.
See? Well, I make the earth move for her a lot. Anyway.
As the Chip Curry sound drop goes, that, folks, is called a tease.
Yes, teasing the hell out of that. But, yes, especially if you're in the Schaumburg, Northwest Chicago area, you are going to want to know this news.
Oh, absolutely.
Entertainment news, let's say it
is. That's what I said, earth-shattering entertainment news.
I didn't listen. I never listened to anybody else.
If you rewind, I'm sure you could hear
Beep? Or you were bong. You were bong.
I was bong.
We never pay attention to what you're saying, Frank. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Lovely. So fabulous.
So again, now looking over at the blank slate.
Yeah, well, we teased the Melvis update last show, and we never got around to it, so I'd like to talk about it just for a moment. I don't have any sound clips or anything queued up, but last Saturday...
Here we go.
Well, it wasn't last Saturday. It was like two Saturdays ago, I guess I should say now. You know, I'm at the bar and got the recording equipment there and gonna pull Melvis aside and, you know, try to get some him talking about a meatball, you know, to get some sound drops for the meatball of the day or whatever. So I asked Melvis to step outside, you know. Let's step outside.
Throw down?
No, so I asked him to step outside. I've got the recorder, and a gentleman comes along with him. And with us, I should say.
Who may or may not have been of Middle Eastern descent.
I didn't even... When I came back in, I was not complaining about his ethnicity. So
no, but you were making fun of his
voice. No, his ethnicity
was
not, really...
I didn't say anything. You were singing Green Day in your Middle Eastern voice, and you were calling up people with your Middle Eastern voice.
I did not call people up in my Middle Eastern voice.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
Did I actually call someone up? I made a little quip in between call-ups.
I left ethnicity out of it because I was so angry I just wanted to pop the guy anyway.
When all three of us are standing up there in the front, well, you two were drunk. I hadn't had anything to drink that night going, oh, Johnny Five, Johnny
That's the problem.
Five.
I was at that bachelor, that's right, I was at that bachelor party
right,
drinking
gin and tonic.
That's it, it was the G&T, we talked about that.
Last Saturday at gin and tonic too, and angry.
All right, mental note, don't feed... Regis.
I was like, I turned into Frankie V for a few hours.
Hey, man, I'm the original Mr. Mellow.
Yeah.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Dulcet sounds of the voice.
So anyway, I go out there and I start talking to Melvis. Hey, Melvis, this was for a Memorial Day weekend. Hey, Melvis, you got any plan for Memorial Day? Do any barbecues? And, you know, he's talking and this other guy's like staring at me, staring me down, and I'm just ignoring him. And he's like, you know, what are you doing? And I'm like... I'm talking to Melvis here. I'm just, you know, he's like, you're recording this? I'm like, yeah, of course I'm recording it. And, you know, Melvis, of course he's recording. He runs the website. He's the good guy. Leave us alone. And, maybe I'll pull that sound drop up by the end of the show here because it, you know, me recreating it isn't as exciting. But anyway, he keeps looking at me. He's, you know, trying to pull Melvis aside. Melvis is like, leave me alone and stuff. Melvis trying to light a cigarette with a beer in his hand and stuff. So, I like the staple in your shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Why do you have a staple in your shirt?
Because the seam ripped.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm not a sewer.
So anyway, the guy reaches over and pushes the stop button.
Maybe
on...
you could help me. You sew, don't you, Greg?
No, I don't sew.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Sew a needle pulling thread.
Sorry.
Yeah. I take shit and give it to my mom. Go, can you fix this, please?
See, I try to ignore what's going on, but you guys just talk over me anyway.
Ollie can be mad at me today for keeping interrupting your story. But
Anyway. So the guy reaches over. He presses stop on the mini disc. And as soon as
touching your equipment?
As soon as he touched my equipment, at first I was excited, but then I got really angry because I felt like he took advantage of me. No, I was like, you know, this is an expensive little, you know, recording device.
Don't you touch my shit.
Yeah. So immediately I walk in. I probably said F you or something. I walk in because I know that I'm angry and I don't want to get in anything, especially out front where, you know,
yeah, you and Mr. Tangeray were wanting to beat on him.
So anyway, I come up talking to Frank. I'm like, this dude, you guys are like, oh, did you get something good? I'm like, no, that dude, you know, was out there, blah, 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 blah. And then Melvis comes up and the guy follows him and he's, you know, trying to ask us questions and Greg gives him the stink eye or something. But now frightens him away with one look. He's just like, I'm like, I have my back turned to him. I'm like, if I turn around, my fist is coming with it.
I
and
took
he's
care
going
of him
down.
Without saying a word, man. He looked, he took one look at me and realized he was not in a good place.
I am not a.
Yeah, being a stranger in a bar. I mean, I'd never seen the guy before.
No,
I mean,
first
I'm there,
time I've ever been. Right.
You know. We're there
all
the time.
Yeah, he was playing pool with some people of his friends or something, but...
I mean, no, he was by himself, driving a car from North Carolina when he left. I was out searching for Jerome when he
left. How did he get away after I slapped? Never mind.
I don't know.
After I aired out his tires. Should have done that. It's good that you didn't tell me what car he was driving, because I would have really done something... Well, I don't know.
Dude,
but I'm not an angry person. I am not an angry person.
Doug is a pacifist.
Today.
I've got a pretty good patience level. I almost just saw up your shorts, Frank. Those. Oh, you got a liner. Damn.
Yeah. I'm not freeballing.
But I was ready to get into a scuffle. And so that was
Let me know the next time you are freeballing.
Oh, yeah.
Man. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I did not touch the man.
No.
I touch myself. I want you to love me. So that's that. Next item of business
on
my agenda.
Doug almost beat up a small Middle Eastern man.
Yeah, he may have just been really tan, allegedly, just like Frank.
He might have just been tan and talked like that.
Well,
you know,
like Frank.
I talk like that from time. If I do that now, I could get away with
it
today.
Yeah, you could.
How are you doing today? Welcome
Frank
to my
Vito.
Store.
What?
Another
I'm
little...
sorry. I love my Middle Eastern brethren.
Indeed.
As well as all the people from Louisiana, Georgia, and
Montana,
the UK, and Montana. No, I hate Montana. We are.
I hate Montana.
We've never insulted the UK.
We don't have a problem with the UK. They're great.
Limey
had
bastard.
Some good parties. Over
I've only
there.
Been to a.
I had some fun. Parties over there, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've only been in Heathrow Airport for like an hour. That's my European tour.
I had an English muffin for breakfast.
A muffalata sandwich?
Okay. I was about to take a drink of my coffee, and I said, gotta hold it.
Jen is actually, you know, a little bit British, but that's just a little bit.
One other quick piece of news, and then you guys can talk for a while. Samantha Murphy, we really broke her career on the show.
Yes, we did. We made her what she is.
Playing her song, and it was after us that Adam Curry played her music on his show, so I think, you know, really started with us.
Right.
Or not scoopers
or not.
But anyway, she was originally supposed to be coming to Chicago this weekend. I'm sad to say that. Well, I'm kind of happy to say she's singing in some sort of opera. I don't know if it's a true opera or it's just
some other type of rock opera.
Right, something like that. But she's singing an opera. Will not be coming in this weekend, so we do not have the opportunity to go check her out.
Well, then it's a good thing we haven't been giving everybody the dates and locations every week.
Yeah. Well, we were saving it until the date got closer, but now would have been the time to announce it.
Yeah,
and there's kind of nothing to announce. So
that's a shame. Although as busy as we all are, I don't know who out of us would have been able to.
I would have been able to make it this weekend. Last weekend I was way too busy.
Last weekend I was shot. This weekend. Well, does that mean I got... No, okay.
Oh, whatever. So we wish her the best of luck with her current endeavors, and hopefully she'll be coming to Chicago soon, we'll be able to catch her act and hang out with her.
If we run out of things to talk about in today's show, maybe we'll play that song again that we really all love.
Or we could play something by
the unnamed band. We have our demo tracks, ladies and gentlemen. They are... as done as they're ever going to be.
Yes, I kind of got them sounding good, and I said, all right, I'm done.
All right, I'm done enough.
If you guys have any glaring mistakes, let me know. But if not, this is the... I think they sounded pretty good.
How about Mashup?
A mashup?
We've not done a mashup.
Mashup? No. We're not really a band you would even mash to.
That could be the way, the web poll question. Poll dancers? Put up all the possibilities of band names and have people vote on them.
I don't know.
All right, never mind. Thought I had a good idea for once.
My favorite one was Quinine Kings.
Quinine Kings was good.
But I don't think anybody would get it, so.
No.
Just like now, nobody's getting it, Frank.
No.
It's completely, he's just got that far off stare.
I've been so busy at the pool.
I'm cool. So that's all. That's what I have for today. Somebody else, I'm going to go take a crap. You guys finish
all
the show.
Excellent. Well, hope everything comes out okay then.
Good luck
with
your first crap.
Doug knows a little bit about this. And I was teasing Frank on this one last night. And again, I don't know if our audience is familiar with these things at all. Did any of y'all have like family pet burial plots in the backyards of your homes as children?
No, the toilet was definitely typically, no. If it was big enough to flush, that's where it was.
Small enough to flush.
Okay.
Well, that's not, well, right.
My family has been strange for many, many years, whereas we bury the pets out in the backyard of my parents' house back by this tree, which during the early years
really common practice, by the way. I think I know other...
Yeah, you put the hamster in a shoebox.
Right. You put the hamster in a shoebox.
Say a prayer.
Back in the day, you had, this is the junior high, when you first started getting the sax playing going on, you'd play taps
during
the pardon. Yeah, that happened once.
Oh, yeah.
The worst, though, is when the dog digs it up and you see the dog running around the house with your,
Fluffy
dead
in his mouth.
Ferret or, whatever.
So, back when I was singing with my quartets, my bass came over and it went in the freezer to get something out of there. And my mom said, well, be careful, there's a fish in the freezer. Don't spit your coffee all over the keyboard, Doug.
Coffee bad for electronics.
I think Doug just burned his nose.
This is like salmon, right?
No, this is not like salmon.
What?
This is the pet,
Pollock,
the pet goldfish that had died.
Rusty?
When?
What was Goldfish's name?
This was, I don't remember which one it was. This
Goldie?
This was quite a while ago. The goldfish was, it was back during the BIPOP years. So it was a while
during
ago.
During the BIPOP administration.
The BIPOP administration, yes. So he said, what?
Eh?
Well, the goldfish is in the freezer. Why? Well, because the ground is too hard to dig to bury the goldfish.
A goldfish doesn't want to be buried in the ground. It needs a sea burial.
Well, it needs a burial at sea.
Yes. So about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It gets better.
Oh, no.
My mom calls me up.
So we just jumped like 20 years? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom calls up. No, actually, I knew about 7 years.
They were cleaning out their freezer, and they found Goldie.
No. My mom calls and goes, have you talked to your sister? And I said, not in the last day or two. What's going on? She said, well, we've had a death in the family. My sister's pet rat decided to kick the bucket. Now, it was a cute rat. Cool little
rats are actually, I like
cool those. Little thing.
If
you
it's
know.
Those little mouse type rats, then yeah.
No, it was about midway between like a New York sewer rat and like a hamster. Oh. I mean, it was still
midway between like saying
what
it's,
kind of
it's a lizard. It's
all
midway
right.
between a
it was
gecko
about,
and a saltwater
it was about
crop.
7-8 inches long, a little bigger on it. It was a cute little rat. Okay,
and
a
his
rat
name was
the bucket. Its name was Kayla.
That's a terrible
that's
name
a
for a rat.
That's a terrible name
yeah,
for a rat.
Yeah, it's an awful name for a rat. But anyways. That's...
Gorgonzola, great name for a rat.
Gorgonzola.
Hey,
only
I'm not
an Italian rat.
Anything to do with cheese.
My sister named the rat. I didn't name the damn rat.
Nacho?
I had nothing to do with it.
Gili.
Nacho cheese. Yeah, name the rat Gili. There you go.
Then you don't mind burying it when it dies.
So my sister now lives in the condo.
Right.
Down in the lake.
Yeah,
so,
fabulous condo. My God.
You
want
a rat a burial at lake?
No. You want to guess what she did?
Threw it out the window.
No.
Ate it.
She put the rat
in
the freezer.
Ah!
Until,
easier to transport
until
there. Stays fresh.
This past weekend, where she was out at my parents' house, brought the rat
brought
with
the
her
rat-sicle.
Out to the parents' house, put the rat then into my parents' freezer, where the rat sat until yesterday... When my sister's friend from high school came over, and they had a funeral in the backyard burying the rat.
Now, did you go over and play taps on the saxophone?
Oh,
no.
That is a sick, twisted story.
My
you've
mom,
got a strange... I don't want to hear any more stories about your family, dude. It's
my mom kept...
You've got a strange
sounds,
family.
It sounded more and more like the Burbs.
My
minute.
Mom yeah. kept goading me into going out there to play taps on my sax, and I'm like... No, I'm going to watch Jerry Taft talk about the weather. Get away from me.
Wow. You've... Man...
So, for any of you to have any, you guys don't have any good, interesting pet burial stories?
I never had pets as a child other than goldfish, which died a week after because we never changed the water.
See, that was the problem. I purposely wouldn't change the water trying to get these damn goldfish to die, right?
The goldfish love fetid water, I think.
I had...
They thrive on it.
The
fetid
same...
More food.
That was fetid.
Fetid.
Fetid?
Fetid? Feta?
I don't know. Fetid, I think,
asking
is the
Feta,
word.
Also
it's
a great
fetid.
Name for...
Feta.
Feta. Yes.
Feta would be your Greek... Greek rat.
A Greek rat.
God.
I had the same damn... Goldfish that I wanted a fun fair in the second grade
I love fun
all
fairs.
The way through high school.
And that's amazing because
die.
Fun fair goldfish, that's what happens though. Fun fair goldfish either live for like 100 years or they die by the morning after you bring them home.
Right. I mean, these suckers lived for 15 years. They would not die.
I believe it says either pronunciation is correct. Fetid
but it,
or
it does fetid.
Fetid
first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So bite me. It's fetid.
And the definition of which is?
Fetid would be, I don't know, decomposed, in muck-encrusted, I'm trying to think of any of the actual synonyms that
it's
would be in there.
It's actually only an odoriferous definition.
Odoriferous?
Really?
Yeah, having a bad smell, stinking.
Stinky.
Well,
too
it's rotten
stinky.
Is basically what fetid is.
Yes.
Hi, this is Oliver, and even though two out of three are liberals, I still listen to them, and you're listening to the Unemployment Show. .com.
I like that track.
That's nice.
I do have some bad news.
That being?
Flipping through the radio the other day, I noticed that a Chicago icon on the radio dial is gone.
Daniel?
Dick Biondi.
104.3 is no longer oldies. They have switched to the National Jack format.
I am Dick Biondi, and I'm looking for a job. I'm only 87 years old.
Dick Biondi.
What is the National Jack format?
It's basically, it's
the
it's shuffle.
Nines, it's the, yeah. It's
a shuffle format.
Oh, sweet. I'll put that on my flu test then.
Yeah.
1019 has.
Yeah, they've gone
like virtually
too.
Every. I want to say that I feel
have they fired Eric and Kathy yet?
I don't think so.
Damn it. God.
You're just upset because he looks like you.
Oh,
or you look like
man.
Him is probably why you're upset.
Wow.
Right. Do I have to talk like this all the time now? Hey, Kathy, let's go to Oberweis.
Okay.
Well, that's funny because he looks like you and he's gay like Greg. So I'm just kidding. I have allegedly gay.
I've definitely got the Ed McMahon left.
I mean, there was
today.
One guy who told me that he had sex with him, but it's
but we listened to an
unconfirmed report.
They had a good mix on the Jack, but the sound drops they had were really pretentious, in my opinion. It's like we only have two rules. One, we play what we want. And two, don't tell us what to play. And now, back to Jack. I was like, well, I should listen to the Nines because they do take requests.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like, and it was all like.
Well, that's because they're
really
saving money because that's exactly what they did. They have a 20,000
yeah, no
song
DJs.
Library. They hit shuffle and they,
just
you know,
walk
some
away.
Monkey, some chimp, they, you know, they throw up, they drop a banana down with a, you know, and the chimp grabs it.
Huh? What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they doing? You're so you're allegedly
allegedly
that they are
they're
doing illegal
actually,
monkey testing.
They're,
right.
They're using chimps. Actually, yes. They have a
in an inappropriate manner.
They have some sort of nope. It's a simple contraption. Really,
it's a simple
I think
game,
it's a fourth
really.
Grade science project.
Yeah.
When the chimp picks the banana up, it makes a lever hit on the other one and a queued up sound drop. You know. That's playlist number two.
Right.
You know, is all the different sound drops. So.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's
those
all
are
electronic.
Truly random because it's all on when the monkey grabs the banana. You know, the other ones are just shuffle and, you know, the computer does those. It's not really.
So I went to the website, which is WJMK.com, where you can still listen to the oldie station online, and they're apparently still going to employ Dick Biondi.
So Dick does still have a job.
Oh,
Dick
man. Good.
Dick Biondi was
I'm 97 years old. I'm Dick Biondi.
I mean, he is, like, if you heard his voice and you tried to picture what he looks like, the picture in your mind would exactly match what you expect.
Yeah.
Is a thin, crusty, old white guy that,
yep.
That you know, like a, what's that guy's name? The other Dick.
LeBeau?
Sergeant?
No.
Dick York.
The dropping the ball guy.
The what?
Dick the Bruiser?
Dick, the dropping the ball guy.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Thank right. you. Sorry. He's like Dick Clark, a only poor man's older
Dick,
and
Dick Clark, if you will.
Older and thinner and
but
with grayer
hair.
But
I've met Dick Biondi, and he really is a legend. And
oh yeah, I've met Dick Biondi
awesome.
Several times. Broadcasting live at Randhurst Mall. I've met Dick Biondi.
Yeah, Tony Rizzo Ford in lovely
exactly.
Bridgeview, Illinois. But anyway, blah 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 blah. There's like a little open letter on there, and 104.3 is now Jack FM. We hope you loved WJMK as 60s and 70s. And that you will give Jack FM a try too. So,
no.
But we
you
don't.
Can, but now
do.
Nationally, you can live. You can listen online, even if you live in a high, faraway place. Here's what they're doing. They're going to switch eventually to high definition radio, and you'll be able to listen on your HD radio when those become
Sweet.
Standard format.
Well,
or whatever.
First, so. I'd have to get an iPod. Then I could get an HD radio.
Well,
I never even heard of HD.
No, you're
going to
want the HD radio because it's all digital. So that means even AM stations are going to have, you know, better sound.
Well,
quality.
I get to listen to Dan and Terry and digital sound.
Oh, yeah.
My kids
yeah.
will be so excited that they'll be able to hear Radio Disney more clearly.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, email me, send
there
in a comment.
There is a Radio Disney?
There is a Radio
yeah,
Disney.
1600.
No, 1300 AM.
Is there even a 1600?
I don't know if it goes that high. I think it goes to like 1780. It's on like the... upper end
on the cusp.
Of
the right on the right end of the dial.
Yeah.
Unless you have a digital tuner and then it's all the way on the up arrow.
Right.
What is this? Is it
anyways,
do you hear the drums, Fernando?
For secondhand news.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know. If something was written down, I'd know what to say now.
Do secondhand news or something. Doug,
okay.
Is it time for the... No.
People who smoke marijuana because their doctors recommend it to ease pain can be prosecuted for violating federal laws, the Supreme Court ruled Monday.
Oh, is this thing...
Overriding medical marijuana statutes in 10 states.
Oh, is this the thing out of the Sun-Times today?
6-3
well,
decision.
There goes my excuse.
This was the front page story on the Sun-Times when
yeah,
I stopped
well,
Dunkin' Donuts.
Sun-Times today or Tribune yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It, whatever. It usually is. Well, that's because the Tribune makes the news.
Right.
The Sun-Times just reports it.
So, medicinal marijuana. Frank, I'm sure you have some comments about this.
I don't know what you're
it
talking
helps with
about.
My glaucoma.
All I know is that I had really bad sunburn, so I got a prescription from my
I'm
doctor.
I'm not drunk, I'm sunburned.
Exactly. For me, it's I'm not stoned, I'm sunburned.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're high.
I don't think it's going to change much. I mean,
no, you know
it's
what?
Basically a semantics thing. I mean, people... I mean.
Well, but that's why we're winning the war on drugs. Just ask you know,
less
any politician because we're making 110 times more arrests than we made, you know, just 5 years ago or whatever BS, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, crack and heroin and meth are, you know, all up in usage and down in arrests, right. They're still winning the war on drugs because they're arresting, you know, guys,
on the street
guy, yeah, they're arresting, yeah, they're arresting, you know, Dimebag Johnny, who's, you know, walking around with a joint and, you know, gets pinched because he's,
right.
you know, a 50-year-old deadhead who, you know, doesn't got anything else to do.
I wish,
which
yeah.
is where I'm going to be in another 15 years.
I wish I queued up the picture, but on the Tribune website, there was like a picture of some lady in California, you know, that supposedly does, you know, the medicinal marijuana thing, but she had this blunt that was like like 2 inches long.
And she's
I'm
got
like,
extreme pain.
She's got a lot of pain.
She's got a lot
needs,
of pain.
If she
it's
needs
the
that
glaucoma.
Much pot, that's the glaucoma right there. I was like, this is the only picture. It couldn't be just, you know, somebody having a little, you know, brownie or something. It's like, this chick smoking this gigantic joint.
Yeah. Well, she's leaving people high in her wake is what it is. Yeah. You know, that's they don't want that. You know, because they're getting other people off. Just
another example of that. That was a great picture to put in the, you know, the old lady smoking the huge joint instead of, you know.
How screwed up my family is. We're sitting in my grandmother's hospital room yesterday. And they have this little mechanism that they need the patients to practice on before they, I don't know, it's some noise on your Nintendo that
okay.
Frank's kids are blowing up or something. Obviously, you've never made it to that level of that game, have you?
No,
Doug?
It's Mega Man.
That's why he didn't recognize
I knew it,
was, it.
I thought it was a car.
Was it X-Men Legends?
No, it's Mega Man. Oh. Screw you.
Another game that Doug hasn't beat.
Shut up. Shut up.
Anyways, they have this little mechanism.
I kick ass at Super Mario Brothers, all right?
For
yeah,
the people to breathe
speed.
In... So that they get used to taking a deep breath to avoid pneumonia or something like that. And Grandma just did not grasp the concept of you know, sucking in on it instead of blowing into it like you used to. The little thing where the ball goes up and down.
Oh, okay. It's called an inspirometer.
Right. Whatever it is. You suck on it now instead of blowing into it. That's how it works.
I hope we're not talking about your grandmother still.
No. Really, my dad looks over and goes, Ollie, come on. It's like taking a hit. Dad, how would Grandma know what taking a hit is?
And then you're like,
you know, you ask a 12-year-old who's an asthmatic, ask him what he's doing. Oh, I'm taking a hit off my inhaler.
Oh, pretend it's a hookah.
Right. Pretend it's Frank's hookah.
Oh, Johnny Five.
Johnny Five. Oh, Johnny Five.
Oh, Johnny, Johnny. So here's another quick story for everybody. And
the Johnny Fives.
We are the Johnny Fives.
I'll go in blackface.
Oh, that's well, you're halfway there.
I'm halfway there. Yeah, you'd have to let me join the band.
And as we keep saying,
you know, I have no rhythm, so I can't even just stand there and hold a tambourine. You know?
As we keep saying, Johnny, like, I have a story for both of you after we're off the air.
Fabulous. Well, here's this.
Fit
this
for radio.
Okay. Well, this kind of relates to smoking, and I think we're going to get Frankie on this plan.
That one, we hadn't heard Greg clear his throat yet.
Cook County Jail quitting cold turkey. Sheriff Michael Sheehan is ordering that Cook County Jail become smoke free. June 15th, inmates will be limited to buying 5 packs of cigarettes. Then July 1st, they're down to 3 packs they're allowed to buy a week. July 15th, they can only buy 1 pack, and then August 1st is cold turkey. So I think
all that's going to do is help create space in the jail because they're going to be off at each other over smokes.
Well, I was going to say,
I mean, I know Cook County's not exactly the hub of the hardened criminals, but there are some nasty folk in there.
I wouldn't want to spend a night there. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's because.
But I guess maybe
would
we
be
could
Snowball,
get you
by the way.
Make an Oreo sandwich out of you.
We could look, if we take a picture today, we'll look, and put me in the middle, we'll look an oops Oreo.
The Oreo backwards,
the white.
But anyway, let's get Frank picked up on some medicinal marijuana charges.
Gotcha.
By August 1st, you'll be off the...
You'll be smoke-free.
You'll be off the cancer sticks, man. What do you
think?
I think we should do it.
I think, you know, I like to get Frank some marijuana. That part
like
of it was that part
I followed
of it was
you that
good.
Far.
Then I lost you there about the incarceration.
I followed you through getting me some pot.
After that, I kind of went off on a. I went on a zone there and
lost
what you said.
The zone diet.
No,
excellent.
Hi, this is Barb, and you're listening to the Unemployment Line.
Oh, well, hi, Barb. That brief commercial break where we plug ourselves. Sorry, that's Greg.
Dude, we're not in Cook County Jail.
There's no shame
in it. We're not in Cook County Jail. My right hand is my best friend.
Well, are we up for meatball of the week?
Let's do it. Let's do the meatball.
All right.
The meatball.
Well, I have to change it to the meatball of the week because this one, Wednesday night, I'm watching the Cubs game.
Yeah.
And they're playing, what, the San Diego?
Nope.
No.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
The last game against L.A.?
I believe it was the final game against the Dodgers.
Thank you, Vin.
Hideo Nomo.
All right. No. The pitcher for the Dodgers was none other than...
Derek Lowe.
Fabulous. Good old number
23.
Yes.
Number 23. Derek Lowe.
Robin Ventura. No, that was...
Ventura.
No, Derek Lowe.
Derek Lowe.
23.
Well, after giving up, 4 runs in the first 3 innings or 2 innings?
Yes, second inning he gave
after
up 4.
Okay, so he goes into the dugout after he, you know, lets up a 4, you know, it's now 4-0 or something.
Yeah.
And he picks up an old raggy-looking rusty stool.
Looked like a bar stool, basically.
Yeah, a bar stool. Why they have bar stools in the dugout, not really sure. But it was in the hallway, like on the way to the, either on the way back to the,
back through the tunnel.
Bullpen or to the clubhouse or wherever they were going. It looked like a fairly wide berth.
It was the tunnel back to the clubhouse.
But he picks this thing up by the seat and flips it over and just chucks
it.
Well, nobody really catches it until he's going out for pitching the next inning and he keeps hitting his wrist, his right wrist, his throwing arm, mm-hmm. on the side of his pants. And they zoom in on with
look
the
at
camera.
His pants, and there's just blood all over
stains
his
on
pants.
The pants. Well, the umpire notices this, and he goes
he
out.
Menstrual?
And they.
He was menstruating, yes.
No, he sliced his. The bottom
sliced
of his
arm open. Wow.
While throwing this thing, there was a piece of something that was, you know, whatever. Or he
that's just rusty metal. Nothing, no
right,
harm
nothing,
in that.
No harm
they
in
go
that.
Back and show the replays that they show that he chucks it and
they
then immediately starts
it.
Shaking his arm going, ow.
And, you know, that just, it reminded me of something that happened here locally last summer, I believe, when Kyle Farnsworth, well, or maybe it was 2 summers ago now, Kyle Farnsworth of the Chicago
oh,
Cubs
yeah,
then
kicked out the field
there was a oscillating fan sitting in the
clubhouse.
In the clubhouse, or maybe yeah. it was even one of those big wind tunnel fans. I have yeah. no idea, but he goes and kicks it and like breaks a toe and is on the DL for 15 days or something yeah. like that. Stupid.
Well,
this guy Derek Lowe, I don't know. He's been in the league for like 18 years.
It's been a while. He won with
years.
The Red Sox last
he's,
year. All of our friends.
He's
involved.
A journeyman pitcher. Well, he's actually I dare say
no,
Derek
a stud. Lowe's been in Derek Lowe's been in Boston for 4 or 5 seasons now. He hasn't been journeyman in anywhere really.
Well, no, I mean journeyman in terms of his career, the length of his career.
Okay.
He's
gotcha.
been around a while.
I don't even know what the hell a journeyman is, so I just
it's a man who journeys.
Just Doug, we're talking sports. Just
yeah, just
pretend like you care. Yeah, baseball.
Yay. So anyway, Derek Lowe must be making, you know, several million dollars, I would guess.
7.5 million.
Is that all he's making? So $7.5 million, all riding on his right arm. And what does he do? He slices it open, you know, because he's a putz. Because
he's a meatball.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, that's just, I don't know if I'm overreacting or if I think that that's just absolutely stupid.
No, very stupid.
You can't, you know, that's like I'm a bowler in my buddy's bowl.
And you punch your fist in a wall.
No, they punch. Yeah, exactly. After a bad shot, they punch a wall. Well, I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot harder to throw a good ball next frame when your hand is throbbing because you just crashed every one of your knuckles into a cinder block. You know, just simple.
Indeed.
That hurt.
I mean, I've got a bad temper, but it's not.
Oh, get right out of town.
You get out.
I know why people think I'm the original Mr. Mellow. Oh, and we have the first entry.
Speaking of tempers, Russell Crowe in jail now for throwing a cell phone at someone. Did you hear about that?
Are you serious?
Oh no. Yeah, he got mad at a concierge. And he threw a phone at him and caused. I don't know. They called it.
Throw stuff at the paparazzi.
Yeah, don't throw stuff at the nice man at the hotel.
Concierge is there to help you.
He was trying to call, like, Australia. What
Greg, I think concierge would be a great job for you.
Me as a concierge?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
They're usually kind of gay.
Dude. What was the charge?
Well,
the charge is really
gay.
Fun.
Frequently asked
gay.
Questions.
Andy just hanging out here.
Yeah, well,
the youngest,
you know, summer,
one of the
summer
youngest
vacation
keto
has
went into the room. Summer vacation is here. He wants
summer
more
vacation.
Donuts.
You don't like those ones?
You don't like
he
those?
Doesn't like the plain right. ones, Greg. Don't get those anymore.
Wait, no. Here it is. The Australian movie star was arraigned on charges of second-degree assault and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon, the phone.
Oh, my God.
They're calling the phone a weapon? Then you know what? If you have your keys in your pocket, you've got a weapon.
Yeah,
you
right. Could, concealed
you could
weapon.
Take somebody's eye out with a key. You know,
I've thought about using my keys as a weapon before when I'm getting down in an urban area and don't quite feel safe. I've got my keys in between my knuckles,
like Jay's wife or whatever.
What?
Yeah, that story about Jay's wife. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, yeah,
never mind.
Good.
Screech.
Yeah, and the show is coming to a grinding halt.
All right, we need a sound drop.
No,
get us back on track. Oh, okay.
Well,
or
you
not.
Guys, we've got some other stuff to do online here. So, Frank, why don't you talk for a moment or something? What do you got over there?
Oh well, I got the deep dark tan. That's a direct result of the swimming pool, the Tropicana Swim Club,
which is now open.
Which is now open, and we had a. I don't want to get too excited because we still have a lot of funds to raise to make it through the year and pay all of our debts.
But knowing the weather in Chicago this past weekend, I'm sure you were
Well, I was. I have been out since Friday.
No, but
I've been at the pool basically from open till close. I had a couple of brief, you know, breaks here and there, but for the most part, I was at the pool all day, every day since Friday.
I just meant that it's pretty warm out here in Chicago, and you know, I've been sweating my ass off cutting the grass and stuff, and it's like,
man, no shit.
Man, if I just, you know, wanted to just go to that pool and jump in, that would be very refreshing.
Oh, it was awesome.
I thought about going on Sunday after the golf course rehearsal out
weekend. Huh? You didn't join. You'd have to know somebody.
I painted the stripe, and I podcast with the president. So.
Who's that? Oh, that's me, right. Well, no. Anyway, very successful, I would say, opening weekend, and even into yesterday. Yesterday, I'll start in reverse chronological order.
Fabulous.
Last night, we... At 9:15, now we close at 9. At 9:15, we had to finally send the last remnants of people home.
Okay.
He
gone.
You know, it's dark now. There's no lights, you know, in the bottom of the pool. They're not, you know, just another long story there. But no lights in the bottom of the pool.
In the pool.
So, well, there's outside. But you have to, per the village... We have to be out of there, you know, by, you know, dusk, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to get people out. In any case, I think there were 9 different families there when I got there at like 7:45. Because I had to leave for a little while. I had to leave for about an hour to go to a meeting where I was able to confirm my entertainment
scoop
of the century.
Still to come on the show.
Yeah. Tease, once again.
Frank,
so,
you're such a tease.
I had a meeting, and I'll give a little more of
a
tease.
Just
to keep you tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
It was regarding Septemberfest.
Ooh, that, okay. Folks, is called a tease.
Septemberfest
last
in Schaumburg.
Last year's
Septemberfest, I think we discussed, it was the...
Rick Springfield.
Yeah, well...
Oh,
that,
man.
And that was, I think, the beginning of our inspiration for Messy Hurl.
Yes,
it was. Not our inspiration, but the inspiration to Captain Nonsense and the Rhythm Kings.
Yes, I don't know.
They're not the same people.
Mm, no.
I think that was also the inspiration for our band, because you and I said, they're going, dude, we could play better than this. Come on.
I don't know if we said better than this, but I thought
we could do this. That's just Greg's cocky nature taking over again.
It's really not that hard. It's just
not.
It's hard coordinating shit and stuff. I'd say Shih Tzu, my favorite. My dog.
Yes.
You ever seen?
It's hard coordinating Shih Tzu.
It died. We buried it in the.
you put it in
the freezer for a couple weeks, and then buried it in my backyard.
Yes,
it's easier to transport when frozen.
But we had a great time at the Rick Springfield last year. I always look forward to Septemberfest just because it's always a good time. But anyway,
So I got back from my meeting. My meeting was at 6:30. I left the pool at right around 6. Got back to the pool about a little after 7:30.
Yeah.
And, when I got back there.
Packed.
It was packed. I mean, there were like 40 people at the pool.
You called me and I was like, what the hell is going on?
I went around, I guess, you know, looking in from the, where you come in, the back gate.
Right.
I didn't really catch it all. It didn't soak
didn't
in all at once. But I walked and I went straight to the filter room to check on stuff and see if there were any messages on the phone and whatnot. And I turn around and as I come out of the office, you're almost right on top of the pool there.
Yeah.
Right. And you can see the cabanas in the background and everybody on the lounge chairs sitting in front of the cabanas. And I just looked and I had to go sit over on the side area there behind the little L-shaped wall. And, sat down in the chair and just kind of looked around, and I couldn't help but get a kind of a smirk on my face, a little grin.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The thought that occurred to me was that at no time last summer were there this many people in the pool.
Oh, yeah, and this is 9 o'clock.
In the pool area, and this is 8 o'clock on a Monday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Early in the season.
I mean, it's certainly warm enough, but, man, you should feel really good about yourself.
I mean,
now, were these all members that were in there?
They were all members. Well, a handful of people were guests of members, but they paid their $5 guest fee. And
$5.
Oh, that's right.
Sunday was the open house.
Sunday was the open house.
Oh, it was open house on
Sunday,
too.
Well, we gained...
Crap, everyone had to pay.
Yeah. Were you back in town? I was thinking about calling
you.
Yeah,
I got back around 2.
Yeah,
it was a damn shame.
We were not in the mood to go swimming. We're just like,
well, I knew you knew about it because of the emails.
Yeah, I kind of forget stuff real easily nowadays. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm taking a nap.
Well, anyway, so if you are local, and I know Bookworm, we missed you at the open house too. You haven't been around yet, but you know we are open till 9 o'clock every night. We open at 11 o'clock. If you work in the area, you know, bring your suit to work. If you get an hour lunch, come over, swim for a half hour. We have showers with soap and, you know, all kinds of good stuff. You can
lather,
do whatever you need to.
Lather up.
But, yeah, just a tremendous feeling to
it's
see.
It's such a good
and a lot of people,
feeling.
I mean, I don't, like I said, it's very guarded optimism at this point
right.
because we are still well short of our financial goals, but... To see so many families, and it isn't just, you know, like a bunch of kids and no
right.
parents, but actual families coming out, husband and a wife. There were, God, I mean, there were like, I don't want to name them, but
right.
I could name them in my head, and there were like six, five, at least five different families that
Full
families, you know, husband, wife, kids, and, you know,
the and grandpa.
Pool was just...
and the dog.
And grandpa sitting in the back swearing.
No dogs allowed.
No dogs?
No dogs? And what about a dog? I got to talk to him.
You got to go outside for the dog.
Talk to a man about a dog.
Well,
hey, this is Bookworm, and you're listening to three of my favorite guys on the unemployment line.
Now that I'm done blowing my own horn,
you can come blow my horn.
Oh,
dynamo,
like
little boy blew my phone.
You wonder why people think you're gay. I mean, anybody who looks at you could see
so,
why, but those
yeah.
people
and then
can't
I sleep
see
with
you
women,
here.
You know.
So it's obviously just the way you
we
talk.
We missed this segment last week, but it was the first of the month last week, so that means it's time for Podcast Alley comments.
That's right.
So
everyone
this is where we go through and we
everyone
give you
hop
little...
on Podcast Alley and vote for us. We'd love you forever.
This is where we give shout-outs to everybody that's left a comment. Not,
right.
I mean, if you're voting, you can
we
leave
love
a comment.
You, but leave a comment. That's even better.
Yeah, and you'll get a shout-out. Unless you don't want the glory, and that's okay. You can be a silent,
unless
silent
you
hand. In
unless
the,
you don't like us, in which case we'll still give you a shout-out but make fun of you.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd... Yeah, anyway. So I think we left off with this Intergy guy last time. So A. Thompson, 2003. I think this is our good friend Aaron from the UK, I think. If it's not, A. Thompson, 2003, love ya. He calls us the heroes of the unemployed.
Nice.
The Unemployment Line combines all the best elements of being unemployed. Getting drunk, local bar legends, music, stupid stories, and comedy bits.
I've heard that one before.
Maybe it's the Thompson twins.
I don't know.
Somebody just repeat that one?
I don't know.
What?
Tammy Frank. Anybody know Tammy Frank? I don't know. If they get too popular, will it become employment? Well, we'd have to make some decent money for this to count.
We can only dream.
Yeah, we'll do it for free, but damn it, if somebody's going to pay us, they're going to have to pay us handsomely.
Yeah, don't...
you're anything if handsome, man.
Oh,
FJ Vito, I love myself. I want you to love me.
There we go.
I did post that the other day. I think I might have been drinky.
Good old Ox from Oxcast. We've played his drop on here before. UL is very entertaining and long live Melvis. He's at feeds.feedburner.com/Oxcast if you want to check his out. Marnie, 666. I don't know. This is. Some sort of devil
maybe
worship,
Satan.
Maybe?
We got Satan worshippers listening to our show.
Think,
great.
If I can
awesome.
Speak for Satan, I think he would say he enjoys
I can speak
the show.
For the devil. Yeah. Frank can speak for Jesus Christ. I could, or God.
Oh, no.
God. That's right. I can speak for the devil.
I don't know why I said it's not Marnie. It's Maine 666, like the state Maine. Funny show having recently been made redundant. These guys put a smile on my face. Good times.
Good times.
And finally, from Vegaramus 1. This guy already posts. Maybe these are all old ones.
Oh, no, these are
no,
all
no.
new. I was reading them last night.
Vegaramus has voted twice. I love the show. Perhaps it's because I live in the same area, but I think these guys have a good show. I enjoy listening to the show at work because I dream of having the option to stay home all day. Like we do.
Ha ha.
Yeah, not for long.
Sorry. We love you.
Yeah. How's that job search going for you, Greg?
Yeah,
but anyway,
well,
thanks.
Well,
I'd just like to thank everybody who
has
voted.
Frank has an announcement of semi-employment.
This is not... as earth-shattering as the entertainment news that I'm going to break, but this is Greg employment news that I'm going to break. And it's a little premature right now, just like Greg. But
yeah, that's the comment to the show right
Not
there.
Not when I'm drinking my coffee, dude. I almost spit it. Nice.
I had to, that's why I tried to get it out really quickly because I saw you gulping on your coffee, and I'm like, let me see if I can get him. But alas, you didn't lose it. You didn't spew.
I just farted there,
which is unusual because you usually do so quickly. But I have been approached by the management of one of my establishments to call the owner. The manager is who I talked to, but he said he's looking for somebody on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm too busy this summer to tack on another night. So I called Greg, and mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? And we kind of had the conversation.
Hey,
so
think?
I think I've got I've got my foot in the door already because he knows me. I do Friday
knows
nights.
That he's getting.
So I've got to call
the owner.
We'll call him
Fritz.
Fritz. No, Fritz. No, it's not. No, it's a different place.
Jerome.
No, not Jerome.
Well, oh,
we'll call him.
You think I thought it was that place? Oh, no.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to think of some very Greek name that's not his name.
Right.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Basilios.
Okay, let's say
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
I'll call him
Feta.
Basilios.
Feta. Yes.
Feta. I have to call Feta this afternoon and discuss with him, but if all goes according to Hoyle, Greg will have employment on Tuesday evenings.
Here you go.
So. Oh, so no cheap beer night.
Is that Ham's? The...
Hey, what?
They've got cheap beer there too.
No, I meant
they have
the
a retro beer night.
Retro beer night.
Oh, that's right. That's
I think it's Thursday.
It's Thursdays there. But we did say they do have Schlitz. They do have BBR.
Yeah, they got all the good stuff there. So anyway, so Greg may soon be falling out of the unemployment line.
That's
still only semi-employed.
You're a karaoke DJ.
Yeah,
we still
and I'm
consider
unemployed.
You a loser. What?
Yes, thank you. I
what
am,
hurts
indeed.
Your face? No.
We have we got 13 votes so far this June.
Cool.
Our monthly rank is 142.
Ooh, we're falling down this month.
Out of 143.
Yeah.
We're doing well.
That's actually really
out of like 800.
We do well. I really appreciate the people that go out and vote. If the numbers I've seen on our show downloads are anywhere accurate, which I don't know how accurate they are, but we could easily...
Well, I download at least 35 times a week.
Okay, good. Good. Are you going to like the library and voting? Voting
occasionally. I download once. You know,
I downloaded.
If it's
morning.
A really good show, I'll.
I haven't downloaded yet. Today.
Greg uploaded this morning.
Whoa! Ooh, hey,
right. Didn't do either. I rolled
anyway,
out of bed and came here.
If a majority of our listeners had the opportunity to go vote for us and took the time, I think we could definitely push the top 25.
Oh yeah,
pretty easily. If the information I have is correct, I know that the last check I saw, we had 77 subscribers. And that's only a small portion of the people that have
downloaded
the show.
It. Yeah, we saw that.
If you could get over to Podcast Alley and put us in a vote,
we'd really appreciate it, guys. We'd love
shameless,
it for it.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Shameless show.
I know. We've got to be better than some of these.
Kurt Schilling.
We've got to be better than at least some of the 142 that are ahead of us right now.
Like today's Catholic News or whatever that's up there.
No, dude, that's hysterical. Have you ever listened to it? Oh, no, wait. That was not
the Catholic Insider.
That's right. The Catholic Insider.
No, he's a good guy. I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind the top 10. Those are really popular. That's
how
fine.
How could you have? How could you have a show every day dedicated to just Catholic news?
Because look at how many Catholics there are in the world,
right?
Man.
Yeah, but they're all like 80. None of them have iPods. Get
no
out
way.
Here.
The younger generation is
the younger generation
Catholic.
Of Catholics is taking over.
They're turning
anyways,
Catholic.
Now I've alienated Catholics.
I think I'm turning Catholic. I think I'm turning Catholic.
Virtually most of my generation
so.
Turned.
I think I'm
Protestant.
Catholic. So what?
Yeah.
There we go. A parody idea. I think I'm Catholic.
Wow, that's almost fitting, but it's almost too soon. Anyway,
huh?
Ooh, we just had to. You'll find out. Well, why don't we do it right now? We're at 53 minutes. Let's. We want to do your announcement now.
Yeah, do it now.
Because he was just singing a song.
I think I'm Catholic.
Oh.
So that's
what that song reminds me of. Oh yeah, the Partridge Family. That's this just in.
This is not. Is this public knowledge?
I don't think this is public yet.
Well, it is now.
To be.
It's public to about 10 people that live in Schaumburg.
I don't know the date that he's playing, but he has been booked.
Who?
David Cassidy.
Yay!
David Cassidy, my friend. I think I love you. Woke up in love this morning. Point me in the direction of Albuquerque. I don't think he'll be doing Whale Song. That one was bad. Do you remember that Whale Song one? I mean, I know it
Doug,
was
do you
like
have
for
think I
Greenpeace,
love you to play
Save the Whales, whatever
no,
it was.
I do not know that
it
one.
It was a good cause, but Whale Song was kind of
David
a bad
Cassidy
Shirley
will
Jones.
Be at Schomburg
no, no, no.
Fest. Outstanding.
Yeah. David Cassidy at Schomburg or September Fest. It's not called Schomburg Fest, although
no,
everybody calls
still,
it Schomburg
Fest. Still TBA.
Yeah.
They have not.
I call it.
Well,
everyone
now,
I talk to calls it Schomburg Fest.
These are my sources say that
the website has not been updated yet, so this is
well,
going to be breaking news.
You can put that one on the board.
You can put it to the board.
Yes. He's booked. I didn't catch the day that he's playing there, but I would imagine that it's going to be the big night.
It'll probably be Sunday night. Yeah.
Rick Springfield Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was able to go. It wasn't on a Saturday night.
Right.
So Sunday night of Labor Day weekend is likely going to be the date, but I will have to confirm that with you.
Fabulous. That's great news.
Be able to confirm
great. That makes my day
2 weeks from today, I'll be able to confirm that. I'll get that confirmation for you. But unconfirmed at this time, but in the
allegedly.
Works.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The Fix.
One thing leads to another.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I apparently am the only one that knows the two other top 40 songs that they had.
Apparently.
And those would be?
Saved by Zero.
No.
And Red Skies at Night.
Ugh.
Or Red Skies.
Under a Blood Red Sky?
No.
No, definitely not. Fix, not so exciting, but David Cassidy, that's... Especially in our group of friends, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and for those of you who...
David's
are we
going to
get Roms up
you know,
on stage to sing with him?
Possibly.
Who doesn't like lounge music?
Who
you
doesn't
know, Sinatra,
like lounge music?
Yeah. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, those the Rat Pack,
the
if
Rat
you will.
Pack, yes.
Well, there is a local group, I believe, that calls themselves the Rat Pack, and they have a Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Nice.
Dean Martin impersonator and a Sammy Davis Jr. impersonator.
And a Neil Diamond impersonator.
No, I do that, but it's more of a tribute because I don't try and look like him. Really, I can't ugly down that much. Oh, I'm sorry. That was vain.
Well, yes, vain.
Uh-huh. He's just, I don't think he's an attractive man.
Who?
Neil Diamond.
Oh.
The hair kind of messes with my mind.
He's a large man.
He's large.
So anyway, the Rat Pack is also a group that they're trying to... book. They're also looking to book a 50s tribute band. So if you have a 50s tribute band out there,
Stagger,
you know,
Striper,
submit
Striper.
Your demo tapes to the unemployment show, and I've got an in at the Schomburg Fest committee.
Apparently, you're
How
a big
you
wig
in with the Schomburg Fest committee.
I'm a huge
wig.
Shooter now, man.
Oh, the Tropicana thing. You are you got a big swinging dick in the city of Schomburg right now, huh?
Yeah. Vasectomy.
Was that a Dick Biondi reference
Dick
again?
Dick Biondi. Was.
He was known as Swinging Dick, I think, at one time. I'm not
you've
sure.
Seen, you've never seen Boiler Room? You are the future big swinging dicks of this company? Sorry.
Great.
Wow.
Anywho.
Wow. Well, yeah.
So that's my earth-shattering entertainment news. David Cassidy, headlining Schomburg.
Fabulous.
Septemberfest.
Nice.
I wanted to call it Schomburg Fest.
Yeah, it's Greg's fault.
Yeah, well...
That's usually the highlight of the summer because that's the end of the summer.
It is, man.
You know, like
they do fireworks.
The whole summer builds up to that point.
Time.
They do fireworks.
Good
McFadden
time.
And I sit there and give commentary on the racial.
Walking our dogs.
Oh, my
listening
God.
To Rick Springfield.
Oh, my God.
The symbolism of each color that goes up.
Wow. That was interesting.
It was not pleasant.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's a story for another day.
It's not pleasant.
It's a story for another
well,
day.
Well, I think there were some people that kept turning around looking at us because we were singing so loudly.
Yeah,
they were
we
like,
were...
Can you shut up a little so we can actually hear Rick Springfield sing?
Yeah, we were drowning him out a little bit. But,
and,
All right. So weekend was good for everybody, right? I haven't seen anybody since about Thursday. I saw you briefly on Saturday with the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
I shot a 106 on Friday.
Hey, not bad.
Not bad, considering walking up to the first tee was the first time I'd pulled a golf club out of my bag all summer.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Actually, 18. I shot...
But he shot 40 on the front... he shot 40 on the back nine.
Until I just completely imploded on the last two holes, I was shooting 7 over on the back nine.
Wow. That's very good.
I was doing quite well.
So
and
not,
then I
not
had
much swearing, huh?
Course rehearsal.
all day. And then, well, Friday we went out on the boat on the lake. That was kind of fun at 2:30 in the morning. And one of the guys in the course has like a 30-foot with a cabin speedboat, and we went out there and drank.
Those rich Northbrook folk, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And took our coach, who was up from St. Louis, out with us. And this is one of the funnier moments or funnier lines I've ever heard said in a rehearsal, making fun of someone near and dear to all of us. When our coach is sitting there saying, "You know, guys, you get to the end of the phrase and you're running out of air, and it kind of ends up sounding like you've got the dry heaves. I mean, Josh, you know what I'm talking about."
Wow. Wow.
Because our friend Josh, literally, I brought with me for the weekend, I bring my own alcohol along with. Right, the backpack. It was actually in a duffel bag this time.
Oh, upgrade.
And as we went out to the golf course, my buddy Stan grabbed my bottle of Captain Morgan, and I grabbed the bottle of vodka. And Josh and I were mixing Gatorade and vodka to drink out on the golf course.
Oh, man.
I was able to partake in a couple shots of vodka in a 32-ounce Gatorade out on the golf course before my entire bottle of vodka was gone.
Wow. Josh, happy golfer.
Josh, happy golfer. Josh was teeing off on 18. Literally, the momentum of his swing carried him right down onto the ground. He could not even stay upright.
By the 18th
hole. It was one of those moments where that night at rehearsal where, you know, when somebody is so drunk that they're just emanating vodka and smell. He looks up to me during out break and goes, "Dude." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "We reek of alcohol." And me and Stan were saying, "No. You reek of alcohol."
Wow.
Then we had our poker tournament Saturday night. Once again, the Saturday night grand champion of poker at the Northbrook Retreat. And then I came home and slept a lot.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, and bad news from that Steak and Shake Friday morning.
Man. Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. Right. How did you feel?
I had a no wiper, man. It went. That's great.
That's great.
Oh,
dude, I love those.
Bad news from that Steak and Shake. I was in a bad place.
I believe I got the chili.
Oh, man. I had a rash inducer.
I was.
Wow.
In a bad place Friday morning.
Ration
it's
douche.
All your fault for suggesting Steak and Shake, so I had food on my brain when I got the Chili Pub.
Yeah, well, you suggested Chili Pub, and none of us ended up there, so...
Yeah, you're the dumbest that went to Chili Pub. Fabulous.
Yeah, well, Fabu.
Well, folks.
We're about to hear doo-dee-doo-dee. I see Tug reaching for the button.
It's been, Well, wait, web poll.
Oh, Christ.
We have to give you our web poll.
All right.
Now, I started to talk about this because I've been in such a good mood with the way things have been going at Tropicana. My tan, I'm looking svelte.
Looking vaguely homosexual.
Stop. Anywho, I've been feeling real good. So I've been listening to...
You feel good, you look good.
You know, everybody's got those summer music memories. You know?
Yeah.
Music in the summertime is just special because... That's kind of when you're off of school mode as a kid. You're totally just on entertainment 24/7 mode.
Yeah.
And the music that you listen to is very important to the memories that you have.
I usually pick one song that's my summer theme for the year.
Right.
So that's my story. Anyway,
we usually pick one.
Greg's is that Meredith Brooks song, "I'm a Bitch."
Just continue on. I give up.
I gave you an opportunity.
Anyway. We will work. I don't have choices worked out, but. After we sign off here, we're going to brainstorm and get some choices. But our web poll this week will be pick your favorite summer anthem.
Summer anthem.
Nice.
So we're probably going to have stuff.
Probably like an Alice
from the
Cooper,
80s, from
School's
the 90s,
Out for Summer.
Yeah.
Summer of 69.
We're
going to
have stuff all over the genres.
The Who version of Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues.
Jump
maybe.
Would be a good one to put in there.
Jump?
Yeah, that was 1984.
That's they played it whenever the Cubs went on the field. They brought it back.
That's true.
That's baseball.
Didn't somebody on the Cubs complain about that song being played?
It was probably LaTroy Hawkins, yeah. And he's long gone, so screw him.
He gone.
He gone.
All right.
Well, folks.
For the second time.
That brings us to the end, or the front.
Really. Front of the unemployment line. Now you're at the desk, you're getting your check.
No, we're at the...
No, now you've gotten your check, you're headed out.
You're out the door.
You're out the door.
He gone.
Anyway, if you'd like to comment on something you heard on today's show, you can send us an email at unemploymentline@gmail.com Or you can visit us on the web at unemploymentshow.com and check out pictures, video, leave comments, and vote in that weekly web poll that we just mentioned.
Also go to Podcast Alley and drop a vote for us. Say nice things about us. Say mean things about us. It really doesn't matter to us.
As long as you vote.
As long as you vote, we really don't care.
Fabulous. Well, I'm Regis. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for your patience. And we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. I am Frankie Chow for now.
And I'm Greg. Good night, everybody.